I very much fear some evil has befallen Lady Frances Carfax.
Do you know any more about this unfortunate lady? Her family, her background?
She's the sole survivor of the late Earl of Rufton's family. She was left with limited means, but inherited some remarkable old Spanish jewelry of silver and curiously cut diamonds, to which she was very attached. Perhaps rather too much so, for she refused to deposit them in the bank, but took them with her on her travels. Even in middle age, she was still a beautiful woman.
You say she was. You think she may no longer be alive.
Well, who can tell? There's our problem. Is she alive or dead? She is, or was, a lady of precise habits, and it's been her invariable custom to write a long letter every other week to her old governess, Miss Dobney, long since retired and now living in Camberwell.
I suppose it's Miss Dobney who has consulted you.
It is. She received the last letter from Lady Frances, written from the Hotel National in Lausanne. I made some inquiries. It seems that Lady Frances left there nearly 5 weeks ago.
Is Miss Dobney the only source of information? Presumably she must have had other correspondents.
Well, there was one correspondent I felt sure I could rely on, and that was her bank. Single ladies must live. In effect, their passbooks are their diaries. She banks at Sylvester's, and I've glanced over her account. The last check but one paid her bill at Lausanne. But it was for a large amount, and probably left her with cash in hand. Only one other check has been drawn since then.
Oh? To whom?
To a Mademoiselle Marie Devine. It was only to show where the check was written, but it was cashed at the Credit Lyonnais in Montpellier less than 3 weeks ago for the sum of £50.
And who is this Miss Marie Devine? Do you know?
I made it my business to discover her identity. She was a personal maid to Lady Frances.
£50 to her maid. But why?
Well, so far, that remains a mystery. Well, I've no doubt that your researchers will soon clear the matter up.
My researchers?
Yes, hence the health-giving change of air, the trip to Lausanne. I'm still engaged upon another investigation, remember? I can't possibly leave London while old Abraham is in such mortal terror. Besides, on general principles, it's best that I shouldn't leave the country at present. Scotland Yard feels lonely without me. And it causes an unhealthy excitement among the criminal classes.
So, you want me to go in your place?
Would you mind?
No, I don't mind. I dare say I'll find out what you want to know soon enough.
Yes, I'm sure you will. I think you should need my humble counsel at any time. It awaits you, day or night, on the end of the Continental Telegraph wire, at the extravagant rate of tuppence a word. Go then, my dear Watson, and bon voyage.
Dr. Watson, huh? Ah, yes, room 313. I hope you will enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
La valise, France Andrés.
The boy will show you to your rooms.
Yeah, I'll go up presently, Monsieur Moser. First, I should like to ask you one or two questions about a certain lady who stayed at this hotel recently.
Ah, you do not surprise me. When I receive a telegram from the celebrated Sherlock Holmes making the reservation on your behalf, I say to myself, tiens, this is no doubt in connection with some international crime. May we hope that the great Sherlock Holmes himself will be joining here shortly.
No, I am acting on his behalf. Mr. Holmes is otherwise engaged, unfortunately.
Ah, yes, it's very unfortunate. Perhaps some other time he may...
Perhaps... This is hardly a criminal investigation, Monsieur Moser. I'm here to try and trace the whereabouts of a missing person. This hotel is the latest address that we have for her, sir.
One moment, Doctor. Perhaps you would care to enter my private office. We shall not be disturbed there. This way, if you please. Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Watson, may I assume your inquiry is about Lady Frances Carfax?
Yes, it is.
Once again, I have to say that you do not surprise me. When the lady left us so suddenly and unexpectedly, I must confess I thought it was very strange.
What was